U.S. CBDC ban locked through 2030 as Trump skips. Signing a U.S. ban on a central bank digital currency became law through 2030 after President Trump declined to sign the bill, according to a July 11 update from Cointelegraph. The measure blocks the Federal Reserve from issuing a retail digital dollar and takes effect without a presidential signature, a procedural path that lets a bill become law once the signing window lapses while Congress is in session. The outcome closes off, at least until 2030, the possibility of a government-issued digital dollar that ordinary Americans could hold directly. It also settles a debate that has run through Washington for years, and it points U.S. digital payment policy toward privately issued stablecoins rather than a state-run alternative. A retail digital dollar is off the table until 2030. A central bank digital currency, or CBDC, is a digital form of a country's money issued directly by its central bank. A retail version would let individuals hold central bank money in a digital wallet without a commercial bank in between. Critics across the U.S. political spectrum argued that such a design would hand the government a direct view into individual transactions, and that objection drove the legislation now on the books. With the ban locked in through 2030, the Fed cannot launch a retail digital dollar during that window. That does not freeze all official work on payment infrastructure, since wholesale settlement research and interbank plumbing sit outside the retail question. For the average consumer, though, there will be no Fed-issued coin to spend for the rest of the decade. The timing matters against the wider policy backdrop. Europe has moved the other way, tightening its rulebook for private tokens under MiCA and a planned follow-up revision, while its central bank continues digital euro work. The U.S. has now drawn the opposite line, ruling out the public option and leaving the field to regulated private issuers. Private stablecoins inherit the digital dollar lane. The practical effect is that dollar-denominated stablecoins become the default digital dollar in the U.S. market. Tokens such as USDC and USDT already settle a large share of on-chain payment volume, and issuers have been pushing them further into mainstream rails. PayPal, for example, recently began issuing PYUSD natively on Polygon to court merchants, a move that only makes sense in a market where private tokens, not a public CBDC, carry digital dollar demand. For the crypto sector, the ban removes a competitive threat that issuers had watched closely. A Fed-run retail coin could have undercut private stablecoins on trust and reach. Taking that off the table for 4+ years gives private issuers a clearer runway, and it reinforces the direction U.S. lawmakers have already signaled through stablecoin-focused legislation. The card and wallet angle in the United States crypto payment products in the U.S. market run on stablecoins and exchange balances, not on any central bank coin. A confirmed absence of a retail CBDC through 2030 gives card issuers and wallet providers a stable planning assumption. The digital dollar instrument their users load and spend will remain a privately issued token for the foreseeable future. That has real product consequences. Most crypto cards convert a stablecoin or crypto balance to fiat at the point of sale, so the health and regulatory standing of stablecoin issuers directly shapes what those cards can offer. A policy environment that favors private tokens is, on balance, supportive of the stablecoin-funded card model. It also keeps spending from your own wallet a viable path, since self-custody stablecoin holdings face no competition from a government wallet. None of this changes day-to-day mechanics for existing users. A card that draws on USDC today will keep drawing on USDC. The shift is at the policy layer. The U.S. has formally chosen a private token digital dollar system over a public one, and it has committed to that choice through the end of the decade.